Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia Whiteheads 24/7, this is Asian Pop Radio. We are checking with a man that we have hoped to speak to once again. After our first time, I think we spoke about 6 months ago. It is Falling Feathers.
Hi, Jay.
I think I lost you there for a sec. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're very well. We're busy, but you look by far busier, man. You are keeping busy, aren't you?
Yes, for sure, I am.
You've had a good string of songs out now. Tell us about Why So Serious. Like, how did Why So Serious go?
Why So Serious, I think it's doing pretty well. Why So Serious actually got featured on a Korean variety show called Yoon's Kitchen.
Yes.
Heard that. But it's really fun. Like, the song is meant to be, you know, like, lighthearted and get people going and stuff. So it's really great that someone decided to pick it up.
Is that bizarre to be finding out that your music's been used in that way and you didn't see it coming?
Yes, it's definitely a surprise for me. Like, I only found out because people were commenting, dropping comments on the YouTube video saying they found the song on TV and stuff like that. And it caught me by surprise, and I went to watch the variety show, and I heard my song, and it was really shocking. But it's a great surprise, nonetheless.
JJ, do Singaporeans take life too seriously?
Yeah, I think they do. I think a lot of Asian people do, you know, like with like the results and like tests and exams, like and day jobs. People, I think generally people around the world take life too seriously sometimes. Mm. So sometimes we just gotta take it easy, chill and you know, just not be too serious about stuff.
Because it's a pretty hard balance, and especially for a musician like yourself. Because you know you're trying to put everything you've got into a project and make it work, but boy, you can push it too far and just exhaust yourself, can't you?
Yeah, totally agree with what you just said.
You got to have fun. You got to have downtime.
Exactly. It's going to be tough if you keep pushing yourself.
Yeah,
and you know, like nothing sort of works out, and it's just gonna backfire.
How do you have fun, JJ?
How do I have fun? That's a great question. I like to hang out with my friends, and I love movies. I love action movies, and I love fantasy movies and stuff like that. And I love watching series. You know, like, do you know this series called Game of Thrones?
I very much do.
Yes, I love watching shows like that. You know, like, it takes your mind off like the serious stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it brings you into another world with dragons and stuff. And it's just really fun.
Do you get a chance to, watch much local Singaporean variety shows?
Sometimes, but not as often, you know, with Netflix and stuff like that. It's really easy to just turn on your computer and, like, you know, get to something immediately.
That is true. Well, we're here not to talk about how we spend our weekends, but your new song,
right.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about your latest release?
Right. That song is called Hush. It's basically a love song with a twist. But I really enjoyed, you know, like making this one because I sat down and I played. I worked with my friend, Z, who is from another Singapore band called Disco Hue.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a collaboration. And that's the fun part, you know, about music, you know, collaborating with different people, getting ideas of different people, bouncing ideas, and you know, just sitting in the studio discussing what can be done and pressing sounds, like exploring different sounds. And that's like the best part of, you know, making music.
You see, you guys are so lucky because you've got an incredible amount of, you know, an incredible pool of talent to sort of fall back to and to collaborate with, and it's only a train line away.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Yeah, I mean, like, the good thing about Singapore is we are very small. It's really easy to get to one another. So, yeah.
Stick around, more from Falling Feathers after this. For now, here is his new release, Hush, on Asian Pop Radio.
Sky tonight with you under the city lights. I keep your heartbeat close to mine. We live and stay in your reality. I think your world is not for me. I'm paralyzed. Each night, hardly sober, you and me singing the same melody. Would you please just set me free? Up here, hold up in a paper tire, light it up. This feels like war between you and me, you and me. Too far from paradise. track of a silence flick. Baby, you're slowly killing me inside. Tables turn, now we collide. I lost my touch, lost my touch. Take off that mask you wear.
Falling Feathers Hush on Asia Wide Hits 24/7 Asian Pop Radio, and he's still on the line from Singapore. So how much creative control do you have over each release, JJ?
Well, it depends. I would say 100%.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you can get stuck when you write stuff. So it's great to, like, bounce ideas off friends or, like, people who do music, especially when, you know, you have friends in other bands and stuff like that, and you can, like, get ideas off them and, you know, proceed with more opinions and stuff like that.
Yeah. How do you balance sort of exactly that, like, the balance between what you're already doing and what you're comfortable with doing, but then sometimes seeing, you know, a different approach to things and thinking, you know what, I'm kind of comfortable with this and this seems to be working, but I really like this, I should experiment with it. Like, how do you divide that time?
Well, I think it depends. Every song and every situation is different, but most of the time, I think I just go with my gut. So if I think this is what I'm comfortable with, but I think it can be made better with something else that I'm not too used to, I try to explore something else and see if, you know, we can make the end product better. So if the end product is something that I think will work according to my gut, then I'll just put it out and see what happens.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the song specifically. What is it about?
Hush? Well, if you read the lyrics, it's pretty much just a love song, right? And sometimes, you know, we can get a little bit frustrated or like whatever when we're in a relationship and we asking someone to shut up or something like that. So hush is like a, you know, like easier or like a more lighter way of telling someone, you know, to back off or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And the concept of the film clip, obviously a very nice, pretty girl in the film clip. Who arranged for her to be part of it, and who is she exactly?
Right, I actually met her when I was on a campus tour, and like she was a radio DJ in a polytechnic here, and she interviewed me, and I thought, hey, you know, like this, she would really would look great in like the new music video. So I asked for her contact and I asked if she wants to be in the new music video, and she said yes, and that's how it all went down.
Well, there you go. And I think it's a great MV. It's nice and colorful. You've done everything the right way. How long did it actually take to put the MV together?
Wow, it took a month or two,
right?
You know, like the booking of studios, collection of equipment, looking for props and everything. Yep.
Amazing. And so
it's really fun though.
Worth the time and energy?
For sure.
And how is the track actually being perceived? Like, are you getting some good feedback so far?
Yep, so far so good. It's a little different from what I've released previously, as you can hear. So feedback has been pretty positive so far. So just hoping for the best and see what we can do the next round.
Well, we love it. We've been playing it for a little while now, and I think you've done a great job. But every song you've released so far, I've been impressed with. You're doing some really good stuff there.
Oh, thank you so much, Jay. You're being too kind.
How much downtime do you give yourself once you've got that MV out, the song's on the radio? Is it straight back to writing, thinking about the next track?
Right, yeah, mostly, yes. I think most of us do all these things consecutively. So maybe while I'm filming the music video for Hush, I'm already working on the next song, you know, like writing and trying to arrange stuff, you know. I think many things run consecutively. So yeah, it's just, you know, like bouncing ideas off and trying out new stuff.
It's amazing. I see a good few of you, especially in Singapore, that are just pumping stuff out, and I can't understand where you find the time. Like another person off the top of my mind is Perk Pie Trek, the DJ, right?
Right, yes.
Like, boy, every couple of weeks he's just got another thing he's released. He's remixed someone else's song, and I'm like, wow, where do you find the time?
Exactly. I find it really amazing as well.
It's great. What is next for you? What are you hoping to do after this song?
Right, so I recently signed a contract with Warner Music Singapore, and we are sort of working on an EP, and the EP will be released early next year. So currently I'm just working on the production of new songs and you know, just gathering ideas and putting stuff together to make the EP, which is going to be called Pipe Dreams.
Do you appreciate that guidance? Like, do you get a little bit more of, you know, feedback, a bit more guidance in that area, or do you still have to sort of look after that yourself, like the creative side of things?
You mean with working with Warner Music?
Yeah. Now that you've got them on board, obviously it's great to get signed, but are you still kind of left to do things for yourself, or do you have a new support group?
Right. It's different. Like, they don't control what I do per se, but they do offer a lot of opinions and ideas, and they just give me, they just tell me what they think about what I'm doing in terms of the music and the PR, the marketing and everything. So it's great to have a perspective from people who have been working in the industry for so long.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. How old are you now?
I'm 21 now.
Are you a high achiever?
Well,
can you sit still?
How
can you put your feet up and relax, or do you have to keep busy?
It's hard to say. I mean, like when you are busy, you want to sit still and, you know, just chill. But when you are chilling, you want to be busy. So that's like the thing for me.
I 100% understand and can sympathize with you. Well, I want to say congratulations so much for your new song, Hush. We've been playing it. We love it. I think everyone should support you. How can people support you with the song and generally, you know, follow you and you know, get to know you and your music?
Hey, Apple Music and iTunes and basically everywhere else on the internet. So you just search Falling Feathers and it will definitely appear. And if you want to keep updated on like my social media or like whatever, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everywhere else at I Am Falling Feathers.
Well said, man. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Jay. I really want to thank the people listening to Asian Pop Radio and your support, you know, for independent musicians like us. It really means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure, JJ. Thanks for your time.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern, or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Center for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Center for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Center for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.